This is Jay Sekulow, a big win on Capitol Hill.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a big announcement to make here at the beginning of the broadcast. Some really good news out of Washington, D.C., something we've been fighting for, and that was getting a victory to make sure there was not a restriction on grassroots lobbying as the attempt was made in the Senate and in the House. We've got a great report, and that is the committee met yesterday. We have been completely successful. Our members' huge response to this issue made a big difference, and the end result is there is no grassroots lobbying restriction language in the lobbying reform bill that's making its way through the House of Representatives. Folks, this was a huge victory. We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. You spoke out. Your voice mattered. And a great result again. 1-800-684-3110. Also, I'm going to give you an update in a little bit also on the issue of prayer at graduation ceremonies, as high school graduations are starting all over the country. But a huge win in Washington, something we fought hard for.
It is something, folks. We want to thank all of you for joining our petition of protest there. We got close to 200,000 names, and we got a victory at this on every level of the fight. And we wanted to make sure until we talked to you about this that we were confident that this was a victory, that this issue was finished. Of course, we keep monitoring for any kind of this popping back up again, but it was great news because no language with this, quote, grassroots lobbying reform got in. Even some more moderate language that some of the members tried to get in later in the day at the Rules Committee hearing was not allowed in either.
Than Bennett is our Deputy Director of our Office of Governmental Affairs in Washington, D.C. He's in Washington right now. Than, give us the latest. What happened? And this was a great victory.
Oh, Jay, this is an incredible win. I mean, we're getting ready to debate this bill on the floor of the House just in moments. And the win was so big in committee that Mr. Meehan decided not even to ask the Rules Committee to allow him permission to offer the amendment on the floor, and the other members just kind of followed suit. And Jay, the key to this win was our members. I mean, we provided the legal analysis, but all of our listeners added their support. We took that support to the members of Congress, and you know what? We carried the day.
Carried the day in a big way, folks. I want you to know something here. And again, as Jordan said, this is a huge thank you to our hundreds of thousands of members that responded to this. We had 200,000 signatures and petitions that were given literally house to house. Members of the House were receiving this based on where they, you know, the district they represented. We really had this broken down. And the end result is not only a win, but we won in the Senate. We've now won at the House. We've won in committee. There's going to be – when do you expect, Than, the final vote on the lobbying reform bill to go forward?
In the House, it's going to be later on today. Now, that bill will then have to be conferenced with the bill in the Senate. That'll happen sometime after the
but
Memorial
even
Day break.
But even with the conference in the Senate, there's really no way procedurally that this language can come back up, correct?
You know, since we won it in both chambers, there's not. I mean, if they tried to add this back in, there would be so many procedural maneuvers that could be used to stop it. It's just not something that they're going to be able to try.
Folks, we'll monitor to conclusion, but this is a huge victory out of the House of Representatives, a huge win for all of us that are concerned about the ability to speak out, a huge win for those of us that are concerned with basically the right to maintain our voice on these critical cultural issues, and a huge win for you, our members. So many of you responded so overwhelmingly, and we, again, a huge thank you. Than, we also appreciate your work on this. I wanted to give everybody a report from Washington. Great job on this. You and Drew did a wonderful job and a good job here on our legal team as well.
Thank you, Jane, and thanks to our listeners. They were the real key in this.
You know, folks, you heard it from Than, and that is the fact, and that is you all, our members, were the key to the victory here. We have stopped this grassroots lobbying reform, which would have silenced our voices. There's going to be some additional issues coming. In fact, I'm going to try to see if we still have Than Bennett. We'll get him after the break because we look like fairness doctrine is going to be coming pretty soon. We'll talk about that after the break. But as we go to the break, folks, you go to your phones. Let me encourage you to do something. If you're not a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, I can't think of a better day to do it than after this win at the U.S. House of Representatives. So you go to your phones right now, become a member of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To become a member of the ACLJ, you can also get updated information at aclj.org.
Talking about freedom.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
1-800-684-3110. Hey, we got to ask you a question about prayer at graduation in your community. Let us know what the status is around your community, and if you've got any legal problems, but if you've had a victory where they're going to allow the students to pray at graduation, if the leader of the class so chooses. 1-800-684-3110. And a great victory at the U.S. House of Representatives on this lobbying reform bill, folks. We beat it in the Senate. We beat it in the committee. We're going to win it in the House. In fact, they can't procedurally bring the bill up now with that language in it. So when lobbying reform legislation gets passed, which it may well today, there will be no restrictions on grassroots lobbying. This is a huge victory for our members.
It is a huge victory. We've been playing a lot of defense in the past few months since the new Congress has been in power and started to introduce more legislation like this. But victory after victory, another issue which, when conservatives let their voice be heard, like immigration this week, when those things happen, the right thing is done and at least people have the debate. And with these issues specifically, like grassroots lobbying, like fairness doctrine type issues, the news media doesn't cover it so much. You're not going to see it a lot in your local newspaper. That's why we bring it to you. And that's what the other side is hoping. It doesn't get into the news. No one talks about it on talk radio or on television, on cable news. And then it gets passed into law. And a couple years down the road, everybody freaks out. And then you've got to go to court over the issue instead of taking care of it in the easiest spot, which is getting it quashed in Congress.
And that's exactly what we did. And again, a huge thank you to at least 200,000 of our members that contacted us for this petition of protest. Your voice heard and a huge victory there. Let's go right to the phones.
Betty's calling from Rhode Island on line 3. Betty, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Jay. I just had two questions. One is, did we win the freedom of choice? And also, the second and most important is, if all these legislations are unconstitutional, how can they even take them to the floor, Jay?
Well, they can take them to the floor because until a court declares them unconstitutional, they can bring legislation that just doesn't meet constitutional scrutiny. Happens all the time. Acts of Congress are declared unconstitutional. So that happens. With regard to the Freedom of Choice Act, no, that one has not come up for debate yet. So we're not out of the woods on that one yet. That one, we've got some work to do. Jordan on the program tomorrow is going to be talking. We're going to get our government affairs team back on and kind of give you what's coming next, because there's going to be some major movement coming in the next few days, including this fairness doctrine, some other issues. So there's more to come. But again, when it comes to the lobbying reform legislation that was going to silence our voice, another attempt at silence our voice, your voice, the voice of our members were heard and heard overwhelmingly. 200,000 of you adding your name to this petition. The end result, and this is what's so incredibly fantastic here, And this was very, very, very encouraging to us. The end result is they could not get the language proposed by Congressman Marty Meehan that would have included the ability of the Congress to regulate your pastor's communications and some of the big parachurch ministries. Would have been a disastrous issue with regard to some of the major issues. So the good news is a victory there, a victory at the House of Representatives. We won it in the Senate. And again, a thank you to our members. And if you've not joined the American Center for Law and Justice, this would be a great day to do it, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to become a member of the ACLJ. And our membership certainly had a huge victory in this particular challenge.
Ray is calling from North Carolina on line one. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ray.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank God. Thank God for that victory. This is Memorial Day weekend, and it'll be really good. We must thank God for the freedoms we have here in America because of our armed forces. I'm a Navy vet myself, but we need to I'm personally thanking all of you for what you all doing fighting for our freedoms here.
Well, listen, we first of all, with the Memorial Day celebrations coming up this weekend, we want to thank you for your service to our country and to all the men and women that are serving. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families. Look, these young men and women are defending us on the front lines, protecting freedom, and we couldn't do it without them. We wanted to make sure their voices could still be heard here domestically, and that's why we're thrilled with this win. But, Ray, we're working on a lot of military issues right now. I can't even go into all of them at great length, but I could tell you this. When it comes to the chaplain's ability to pray, and when it comes to Christian men and women serving in the military and be able to talk about their faith openly in a way that's not violating anybody else's rights but doesn't squelch theirs either, the American Center for Law and Justice front and center on that. I went out to the Air Force Academy and participated in a debate on that very issue. So it's something that we take very seriously here. We have a couple of lawyers that one of them, which Skip Ash, one of our senior lawyers, has spent 20 years in the military, served at the Pentagon, and also this is, you know, equally as important. We've got another one of our lawyers that family was a military family. So we've got lawyers that have expertise in these situations, and we're standing with our military men and women, and we're going to make sure the freedom of religion is there, the ability to pray in Jesus' name or to pray in particular dictates of their conscience, that's all protected. We're working on those issues. Don't stop. Again, we're rejoicing over the victory in this lobbying reform bill, but there's a lot more work to be done.
Cindy's calling from South Carolina on line four. Cindy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I had called in about, you were talking about prayer at graduation.
Yes.
Chapman High School over in Inman, South Carolina, they had graduation this past Friday the 18th, and they actually had prayer during the ceremony and actually had a little girl sing the Lord's Prayer. So I thought that was really great that they did this, and also they've not had any conflict with it.
Well, that is good news. And let me tell you why they're not having conflict, and that is a lot of the groups here have done a really good job of educating the public and school districts with regard to the rights of, for instance, the valedictorian or the class president to have a prayer if they want to include that in their speech. And if a student's allowed to sing a particular song, if they won the talent competition for a graduation ceremony, whatever it might be, they have the right to engage that. And we're getting those reports. And I do want to hear from you, by the way. What's happening in your community at graduation with regard to, are they allowing prayer? Are they telling students they can't give a word of testimony? Are they allowing it? We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, if your school hasn't had a graduation ceremony yet, let me encourage you there. We've right now got on our website at ACLJ.org a whole section that discusses. Just go to the On the Issues section. In fact, I'm going to get it highlighted. We'll put it in our rotation on the main homepage. We're going to put in there the section on the rights of students at graduation time. So that should be very, very helpful. We'll have that right on the front page of the website. We'll go to work on that right away. 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, a huge win at the House of Representatives on the grassroots lobbying reform. Jordan, this was a multifaceted approach. We handled it legally. We handled it through our government affairs efforts. And the end result has been very, very positive.
It was. And it was a bipartisan effort from both sides, from the left and the right, against this legislation that would have almost criminalized what was going on with what we do here at the ACLJ and what so many organizations do. And even a better story behind this was that even some moderate changes to try to at least move in that direction made later in the day yesterday after the broadcast to not go as far as the legislation we've been talking about, but go decently far. That was stopped, too, by bipartisan majority in the House Rules Committee. And again, you heard from Than Bennett. This language won't even be introduced on the floor today. That is great news and a great victory. And folks, it tells you something. When you work on those petitions, when we get those names together, when we deliver those petitions and make those phone calls, it makes a difference. And we bring these issues to light, issues that for the most part wouldn't be covered in regular media, regular mass media. And if they weren't, if we didn't cover it, if you didn't learn about these stories, this would have become law. This would have become law this week instead of being defeated, and it's great news, and it's a great victory for everyone who's involved in nonprofit issue organizations.
Yeah, and it's look, it's not only a successful conclusion, but it shows you when you have the ability to speak out and you utilize the airways. And as Jordan just said, I want to say we've thanked our members. I want to thank the Christian television and radio stations that carry this broadcast, because let me tell you something, folks. You weren't getting this information on most of the mainstream media. It just wasn't happening. So this is a very significant a positive development. We got a great result here, and we're very, very encouraged.
Let's go right to the phones. Derek's calling from Texas on line 3. Derek, welcome to JSecu Live.
How are you doing? Hello?
We're on the air, Derek.
Okay. Last week, I heard something about Odessa, Texas, and they were getting some slack about something.
Well, there was a concern, and there's been a lawsuit that's been filed against the Odessa School District in Odessa, Texas, on a Bible and curriculum program that they had. This, by the way, this program's in, I think Jordan's got the number, it's like close to 400. Is it 400 school districts are involved in this?
That's right, yeah, over 400 school districts in the United States.
So they've, you know, this is a Bible curriculum that's been adopted literally from coast to coast. There's been a lawsuit. We've encouraged parents that have students in the school district in Odessa, Texas, to call us. And I'll give you the legal help number. Again, we've heard from a number of parents already. We're going to, at a minimum, file briefs in the case. They're called amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, is probably the way we're going to handle this. But we're going to file briefs on behalf of that curriculum. We want to encourage you, if you've got students in that district, in Odessa, Texas, call our legal helpline. Let me give you that number, 1-800-296-4529. This is our legal helpline, 1-800-296-4529. If you've got students in the Odessa, Texas school district, we want to hear from you on this issue, because it's something that's very, very important to us that we get to the representation in there. Again, folks, as we get ready to take a break, let me encourage you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. Very important that we hear from you.
It's very easy to do so. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org to become a member online. It's important to do so. With all these victories, folks, in the past weeks, we've been fighting hard in Washington, D.C. The more names we put on those petitions, the more people we're able to contact through our email list, and making sure you know through this broadcast what is going on in Washington, D.C. in these House Rules Committee hearings and so many meetings that aren't covered by the news media. We want to be able to bring that to you every day. We want you to join with us and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. All you have to do, again, call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Very important that we hear from you this, folks. 877-989-2255. Become a member of the ACLJ.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
Professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Huge win at the House of Representatives. The attempt to have grassroots lobbying reform restrictions on us failed, and failed significantly. It was a huge victory for us, and we stopped this in the Senate. We stopped it in the House. Again, our members really came through loud and clear. Your voice was heard, so some good news on that front. Right to the phones we go.
Dana is calling from North Carolina on line two. Dana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, I just want to praise God from whom all blessings flow and congratulate you on that victory. It is just awesome, and I thank you so much for being true to the calling that God has obviously put on your life to do what you're doing. It's just awesome.
Well, listen, we could not have done this without, first of all, the victory goes to the Lord, of course, without even giving anybody else any credit for anything. But again, our members really made the difference here, Dana. We prepared a lot of legal research, pages and pages, volumes of legal research to counteract what some of these groups were trying to do. It was an unusual coalition. The ACLU and the American Center for Law and Justice all on the same side of this. None of us liked the restrictions that this was going to put on freedom of speech. So we thought that was very, very significant that we have our legal research done. But then our government affairs team went to work as well right there in Washington. Remember, we talk about our offices being across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States, which is true. But we're also one block from the Capitol and across the street from the Senate and House office buildings. They're literally within a block radius of us. So the location is very critical to get the information out. And the end result was a great victory on this grassroots lobbying reform. It shows you if we work together on these issues, we really can make a difference.
Vicky's calling from Indiana on line four. Vicky, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I have to say I'm thankful that I'm from a state that we have a lot of freedoms with putting God in our schools and stuff. I'm from a small town, Knox, Indiana, and we've had a lot of freedoms. We're actually allowed to have prayer at our graduation. My daughter's graduating tomorrow, and they get to have prayer. And
how are they doing it in Indiana, by the way, Vicki?
I don't know about other schools, but our school, they're allowed to have prayer. They had the academic awards banquet, and they had prayer at that.
Well, see, you know, generally what happens is this. The way the law's established now in Indiana, it sounds like in your school district in Indiana, they're following this. If the student that's allowed to speak because of their grade point average or they were the head of the class or the head of a club, and they want to include a word of prayer or a word of testimony, they have the right to do that. And again, if you've got, I know in the next 2 weeks there's going to be a lot of graduation ceremonies going on. We're going to make sure this is on the front page of our website, prayer at graduations over the next, because between now and the beginning, first week of June, most graduations take place. We'll have that resource available. But glad to know, Vicky, that it's working out well in your school district.
John's calling from Missouri on line three. John, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
What I called to say is that Webb City, Missouri, they had Back Glory with the minister that spoke. They had prayer there. The Valedictorian and the Salutatorian both had prayer at graduation. We did the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and all of them thank God and the schools and the country for what they've done for them.
Well, let me tell you what's so interesting here about the school prayer graduation. You mentioned baccalaureate services. I had a case at the Supreme Court of the United States a couple years back involving prayer at football games, and the court said that when it comes to the school orchestrating the prayer, that was unconstitutional. But the court went on to say there's nothing in the Constitution or in Supreme Court precedents that prohibits students from praying before, after, or during the school day. And if the students get together and they want to, let's say the Bible Club wants to sponsor the baccalaureate service, or under an equal access policy, the ministerial association or community groups want to sponsor the baccalaureate service, then it can include words of prayer, words of worship, without any violation of the law. So there's great resources, great information on that. And again, the law is getting clearer, so there's less problems than there used to be. So good news there.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Chris is calling from Florida on line one. Chris, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Okay, let's go to another call.
Julie's calling from Colorado on line five. Julie, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, thank you for taking
sure.
my call. I was calling on a little bit different subject.
Okay.
I work in Boulder, Colorado, and I was wondering if you were aware of the situation that happened at the high school.
You know, we've been trying to look that up during the break. Give us a quick review of what's taking place.
Basically, what happened is they had a mandatory assembly for all of the students, and so that's 9th through 12th grade. They announced it as a safe sex seminar, and they brought in experts from all over the country. And I know O'Reilly has covered it. There's a local.
Now, do you have a student in the school system?
I work in an orthodontic office, so we have a lot of patients.
Oh, sure. What's been the community reaction to this?
It's been very mixed, but they did have a board meeting two nights ago, and parents that came forward to say that this was not appropriate discussion, they have news clips, and it's been written up in the paper.
Well, look, when it comes to sex education in the school, I want parents to know they do not have the veto right of your child's upbringing. You have a right as a parent to make sure that the program is appropriate, and if there's an assembly, you have the right under most school systems to attend that as a parent, to know what's going on in the school system, and you should do that. That's why attending the school board meetings when these issues are up are very important. Julie, we appreciate you calling in, and thanks for doing it. Again, if you're just joining us, huge win. House of Representatives beat back that prohibition on grassroots lobbying. So grassroots organizations like the American Center for Law and Justice and so many others are allowed to continue to proclaim the messages without this oversight.
Let's go right back to the phones. Bertha is calling from Texas on line 3. Bertha, welcome to JCQO Live.
Yes, I would like to know what the status is on the fact that chaplains have been court-martialed for praying in the name of Jesus, and high school students who are Christians are forbidden in closing their prayers in the name of Jesus. But I thought I heard that had been overruled.
Well, students, if they are a designated speaker, for instance, based on they're the class valedictorian and salutatorian, or whether they're the class president and they're entitled to speak at graduation, and if they want to include in their speech a word of testimony or a prayer, including any of that in Jesus' name, they have the right to do that. That's a student speech issue. Students have that fundamental right. Now, for the chaplains, we're having to fight and fight aggressively. We've gone to an executive order approach. That's going to be the focus. In fact, we're going to be talking about that more in June. But that's being worked on. And I will tell you this also, that right now we're handling a number of cases on behalf of military officers when it comes to religious faith in the military. I think we've got three different branches of the military right now that we're dealing with. So understand, this is something we're taking very seriously. In fact, as soon as we're done with this broadcast today, I'm going into a meeting with some of our lawyers and law clerks to discuss just that.
David's calling from New Hampshire on line 2. David, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for once again proving to everybody that the First Amendment is self-preserving. We either use it or we lose it. And you've proven that so many times, and praise God for you, and I pray for you every day.
Well, let me tell you this, and I appreciate that, David. The fact of the matter is this victory at the House of Representatives that we saw today is significant because it was our members that made such a huge difference. Our goal was 200,000 signatures on our petition to protect speech. And to remove this, it was a petition of protest, really, to remove this restriction. We had over 200,000 signatures, hundreds of thousands online. I think it was 180,000 online, maybe more, many more than that calling in to put us over that 200,000 mark. That was our goal. And those were delivered, folks. And our government affairs office, when they make those deliveries, Jordan, you've done that before. It really does make a difference with these various House of Representative members or the Senate members as well.
It does. There were House members in these meetings over at the House Rules Committee about grassroots lobbying, talking about all the petitions delivered by both the ACLJ and this time the ACLU as well, who together were fighting against this legislation and this bad legislation that did not become bad law.
Yeah, and that's the key here, folks. We kept bad legislation from becoming bad law, and we were able to do that because of our friends and members around the country. Now, if you're not a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to send you a free membership card. I'm going to send you a DVD called Defending Liberty. I'm going to send you, you'll get our email alerts. There's a lot of great resources. You qualify for our member benefit program as well. So there's a lot of great things when you become a member of the ACLJ, and there's no cost involved. We want to encourage you to call us at 877-989-2255. Now, this is, what a better day. I can't think of a better day to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But you call that number, 877-989-2255, and become a member of the ACLJ.